You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of stories to cover. Apparently, there is a new ultrasound procedure that could help destroy fat, maybe even safer than liposuction. And Lord knows, I could use a lot of that. We also have scientists converting human skin cells into embryonic stem cells. These could later be used for who knows what. And some people think it's cool. Some people think it's a little scary. Some skin cancer that we may be afflicted with may actually decrease our chance of getting Alzheimer's. So maybe skin cancer isn't all that bad. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments this hour at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, when we talk about skin cancer, you got the melanoma and you got the non-melanoma. In this article, we're talking about the non-melanoma. Non-melanoma skin cancer are your basal cell carcinomas, your squamous cell carcinomas, and these have a higher chance of survival than obviously melanoma. But in this study, they said people who had non-melanoma skin cancer were nearly 80% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than those who did not. They said the association, however, was not found with any other types of dementia like multi-infarct, etc. And so they're trying to figure out how skin cancer could be associated with less Alzheimer's. Right? They think maybe it has to do with the way cells live and die, etc. You know, cancer is a cell division that goes out of control. All right? But with Alzheimer's, specific populations of the brain cells die. And then you have those fibrous plaques. And so maybe there's this link between overgrowth of cells, cell death, and maybe you have less cell death in the brain with Alzheimer's. I don't think they know, but they do find it fascinating. According to Terrence Towne, he says it's fascinating that we could get clues about what's going on in the brain by looking at the periphery, which is basically skin he's talking about. Now, remember, non-melanoma skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States. 2 million new cases in 2012. And it's because these little tiny bitty baby, these little tiny bitty baby cancers come up. We knock it out. We say, oh, you had skin cancer and that was it. Lung cancer has always been the number one type of cancer that kills people. But skin cancer is more common in terms of numbers. So they say either developing skin cancer is a marker for some biological process that protects against Alzheimer's, or environmental factors may play a role. So what if maybe it's not so much that having skin cancer itself protects you, but the type of person that has skin cancer has been out in the sun? And for those types of people who have been out in the sun, maybe it's the vitamin D. Maybe there's something to the sun that's protective. So, it'll be interesting to see what they could figure out. They also think that maybe treating skin cancer could also be something that protects against Alzheimer's. They think that also skin cancer could be a biomarker for resistance to Alzheimer's diseases. We have TNF-alpha inhibitor. And this tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitor block TNF-alpha, which is a protein that is present in larger quantities in people who have certain inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, psoriasis, etc. And so these inhibitors that many of you are on, like Humira, Enbrel, Remicade, etc., those may be also possibly could be used to prevent Alzheimer's. You know, there was a study done, according to Drugs.com in New York City, 1,100 people. Average age was 79 when they enrolled. None of the patients had dementia at the time of the study. Then they, you know, watched them and their memory and their concentration, language, etc. And then they were also checked to see if they had developed non-melanoma skin cancer. At the start of the study, 109 people had been diagnosed with skin cancer in the past. During the study, 32 people developed skin cancer. But 126 people of those 1,100 had developed dementia. 100 of those, Alzheimer's. So, I mean, remember, you got dementia and then you got a smaller subset of Alzheimer's. Of the 141 people with skin cancer, only two, we're talking two people, developed Alzheimer's. Now, again, that doesn't mean, all right, well, that's enough proof. More studies need to be done. And that also doesn't mean that if you had skin cancer, you're in the clear. But there's just something to this that is pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DAL-COOL. Not so cool is what's been going on with the IRS. And the IRS scandal has now finally been covered by all aspects of the media. And we're now bringing up questions on what could this mean for Obamacare. All right. Since the IRS is now administering the tax, basically. All right. And the Supreme Court allowed this to happen. We voted this in. Our legislators passed this. We re-voted in Obamacare when Mitt Romney had the chance to possibly repeal it. And then the Supreme Court upheld it, tweaking the law to say it'll be constitutional if you make this a tax. And if the policy is administered through the IRS, then the law will be constitutional. So thank you, Supreme Court, for tweaking, proofreading, spell checking. I thought your job was to only take a look at the law and just say if it'll pass or not. But the Supreme Court finding an out or finding a way for Congress to capitalize on this, they did, and Obama's happy. Now, if the IRS is possibly corrupt in that they go after certain groups, all right, and this is what's being alleged, they actually admitted, right, and apologized for overzealous audits, but we're still hearing from the news media that it's not proven yet. I don't understand if the IRS admitted it. What does this mean for Obamacare? What does this mean for the taxes? What does this mean for groups that want to be tax exempt from Obamacare? What, you know, and why do we even have the IRS involved in our healthcare decisions? Our pap smears, our mammograms. We did this to ourselves. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Doc Sedalia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. One of our callers had asked in the previous hour, he had been told he needed a procedure done. I think he had a lump in his testicle. It turned out to be a spermatocele, and then was diagnosed as a hydrocele. And he didn't have insurance, and I believe he lived in California. And he had to navigate through the county hospital system. And then I guess it ended up where he needed to have a stress test. And then finally he found a doctor who would just drain it. And for $100, he found a doctor who would just drain the cyst, and I'll tell you what these are. And we were coming up on break, so we couldn't actually go into the details of what happened to him, etc., and if his choice of treatment was good or not. I want to kind of bring this up. A lot of you are, I did commend him on navigating through the system and being able to find a way to deal with this problem much less expensively. But I didn't get a chance to comment, why would a stress test and a cardiac stress test even come into play? Well, if you have a spermatocele or a hydrocele, okay, let's take a spermatocele for example. It's this cyst that develops in the epididymis, which is kind of the coil tube that collects and transports sperm from the testicle. Now, these things don't hurt, but they're kind of lumps. All right, and, you know, when you check your testicles, you're concerned about testicular cancer, you're like, okay, what the heck is this? So the urologist may do an ultrasound, you know, and take a look and see, okay, well, it's this little, you know, fluid-filled sac, or it's a spermatocele filled with sperm, et cetera. Now, when I was in training, we were taught not to just stick a needle in it and drain. Number one is guys freak out. They usually don't like needles getting stuck in and being drained. But number two is it could just fill back up. And if it could just fill back up, then you aren't doing the person any favor. All right? Things like, for example, when I do toenail removals, I could just, you know, numb up the toe, go in there, take the nail out. But 9 times out of 10, the nail just regrows with an ingrown nail, unless I use some phenol to kill the base. And, even with like olecranon bursitis, you know how some of you will bang your elbow and then all of a sudden you'll get this kind of big fluid-filled sac. It doesn't hurt, but your elbow looks funny. So I stick a needle in it, I suck out the fluid. Doesn't necessarily mean that's going to fix it. All I'm doing is sucking out the fluid. So sometimes we'll maybe inject a little bit more, we'll inject a little steroid into it to see if we could stop it from filling up again. Or sometimes you just need to surgically get the cyst out. Some of you guys have these little sebaceous cysts. I'm glad we're talking about cysts. You know those little balls under your skin that you get? I'm not talking about the testicle. I'm talking about on your skin, like arm or legs, where you have these little lumps and you squeeze it and this white stuff comes out of it, and it's not, it looks like a pimple, but it's bigger than that. Sometimes they hurt when you press it. Sometimes that white stuff is a little stinky. They're called sebaceous cysts. That sebum coming out of it, some of you think it looks cool, but just because you squeeze it, it doesn't mean it's not going to fill back up. So we had apparently this gentleman who, you know, from what I understand, he went to the county hospital. They said, okay, we could do it, but it's going to need surgery. So what would probably happen is we'll put you under. Well, if you're we're going to put you under, then I want to make sure. And he sounded like he was my age, you know, in his 40s. And I'm 41. And if we're going to put you under, then, of course, we got to make sure your heart's healthy. I mean, if I'm going to clear you for surgery, me, Dr. Dahlia, clear you for surgery, I need to make sure your heart is healthy. And otherwise, I'm responsible if something happens to you postoperatively. And I'll tell you guys about that. And some of you are frustrated that your doctors make you do that. Well, apparently for somebody like him that doesn't have health insurance, that was really expensive. It'd be expensive for any of us. So we found a doctor that he gave $100 to that would, you know, stick a needle in it and aspirate out the fluid. All right. Now, one of two things that happened. One is, by the gracious of God, he found a doctor that would treat him without him having to spend a lot of money. And this doctor's a good guy, and that's great. All right. Or the other hand, you had a doctor that could have possibly taken advantage. All right. We know gosh darn well just sticking a needle and sucking out the fluid may not cure. Right. And so should he have, you know, taken the man's money, or should he have said, look, this is what you really need to do? You know, but some of us doctors, out of the goodness of the heart, want to make people feel better. And so we'll do something, even though long term it may not fix it. So that's what I'm thinking. I always err on the side of the person's a good guy. Alright, but, you know, if you heard that case, you would probably go, alright, look, looks like there's a lot of other things that could be done. The doctors have a racket here, the hospitals have a racket, medical clinics have a racket. You don't need to spend all the money to get surgery done for things. We could just stick needles in things and suck it out. For some conditions, maybe, but for a lot, no. Not at all. You know, I used to try to stick needles in abscesses. I didn't want to have to cut the patients open, so I would stick a needle in an abscess, try to suck it out, and it wouldn't work. Sometimes you just have to open things up and fix the problem. All right. Now, yes, he saved thousands of dollars doing it that way, but that might not have solved the problem. Now, what's going on with doctors and these quote unquote medical clearances that you have to have? It's interesting. You used to not have medical clearances like you do now. Now, I see it all the time. It's funny. I practice in Las Vegas, and if one of my patients goes to UCLA to get a surgery done, the clearance, the history and physical and clearance, I mean, it's almost like you need a lawyer signing it for you. All right. But I mean, California, they know California has a high rate of malpractice suits, even though they have tort reform there. They're still, you know, a high rate of malpractice. It's less since the tort reform passed, of course. And so, you know, why do they want medical clearance? Well, on one hand, yeah, it's nice to know that the patient they're about to operate on, if you're about to get a knee replacement or you're going to get a mastectomy or you're going to have prostate surgery, et cetera, you know, the surgeon wants to know that you're going to be healthy and you're going to live long enough to get through the surgery. Understandable, okay? But what that clearance also does is it helps protect them if anything goes wrong, anything goes wrong in that surgery. He could hopefully help share some blame on the good old family doc and the good old internist. Now, I don't mind doing clearances. Even though I know what they could be used for, I don't mind doing clearances because I want you to see a doctor and that makes sure you don't have anything that could possibly come up as an issue if you're under anesthesia. Being under anesthesia could cause some stress onto your heart, blood pressure, breathing, etc. And so we want to make sure you don't have a current pneumonia, you don't have heart disease, you don't have clogged arteries, you don't have a current infection, all right? You know, and you know, it's not the surgeon's job to do all that. It's the surgeon's job to get the history and physical. I can't stand it when the surgeon turfs that work onto the internist. Please fill this out for my patient I'm about to do surgery on. No, you fill it out yourself. If a surgeon's going to start cutting on you, they should ask the questions they need and get the history and physical, not just photocopy and cheat and copy off of the internist paper or have the internist do the homework for you. So a lot of times with what happens with some of these California doctors out of UCLA, I just say very nicely, H&P will be filled out by the surgeon, but I will give you any information from my chart that you need. Right? Because again, the history and physical is so important because right then and there, you're hopefully going to get answers from people that are pertinent to the surgery. Now, sometimes when you get a pre-op clearance, you can make your internist or your family doc do the work as well. And again, we usually will. We'll talk about, look, is there anything that could prevent you from having the surgery? But a lot of times the patients are like, no, 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 no. And so, you know, the family doc says, all right, patient says nothing's wrong with them. I did the blood work. I did the EKG. I did the chest work. Nothing's wrong with them. They're clear. Now, has anybody ever died on the table in my practice? Well, we did have one person. He had been having some gallbladder issues. He was, I think, only 43. You guys have heard the story. So I sent it to a surgeon to take a look at it. The surgeon took a look at him and decided we're going to take your gallbladder out. From what I understand, next week the patient had surgery. I had no idea. Nobody asked for a clearance. I had no idea he actually had the surgery until, because usually when the doctor dictates the note or it's dictated in the hospital, by the time the hospital gets it dictated and then mails it out to everybody who needs it, it could be a couple weeks. So the patient's mother, who was in her 60s, calls me up and says, what happened to my son? And I'm like, what happened to your son? You know, and of course there's HIPAA guidelines, you know, so you can't, you know, tell any information. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not allowed to tell her that I've seen him before. And I go, yeah, but I did. I go, you know, I've seen him a few weeks ago. Why? What happened? She goes, he died. He was coming out of recovery and he died. I want to know what happened. And I mean, I almost started crying. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I sat with her on the phone. I mean, losing a son, could you imagine? And she had actually called me late at the day. So I was on the phone with her after hours. So I go, look, first thing in the morning, I'll call the surgeon. I had no idea they went and had surgery. He was having some gallbladder issues. There were some gallstones. I'll find out what I could find out. And from what we understand, he went into cardiopulmonary arrest after the anesthesia. And I'm not saying all of you will have that. But this is why getting a clearance is so important. Making sure you don't have a heart problem, lung problem coming out of recovery or during the surgery. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. And on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Ooh, a lot of Dr. Dahlias, a lot of D's. All right. And drinking just one soda can now increase the risk of kidney stones by 25%. Many of you have had kidney stones. Many of you haven't. I had a kidney stone. Many of you have heard about it. I do not like it. I do not like it at all. It was extremely painful, worse than labor. Very bloody, painful, blood-curdling, a lot of screaming. It was the most miserable pain. And we've talked about kidney stones a lot. We've also talked about why soft drinks could put you at risk, because it could leach calcium out of the bone. Leaching calcium out of the bone, it circulates through the blood, can then get stuck into your kidneys and form kidney stones. Now, interesting, according to a research study done by Brigham and Women's Hospital, coffee, tea, and orange juice can actually reduce your kidney stone risks. Dr. Carrie Crum said in the Clinical Journal of American Society of Nephrology, our study found that relation between fluid intake and kidney stones may be dependent on the type of beverage consumed. We found that higher consumption of sugar-sweetened drinks was associated with a higher incidence of kidney stones. Now, probably, you know, the incidence is, I would say, maybe 1 in 10, 1 in 8 people can get a kidney stone. That's pretty high. And look at how many people drink sugary drinks. Now, it also depends on what type of kidney stones you make. So, like, for example, you know, if you taking a lot of calcium supplements, you can have calcium kidney stones. If you have high uric acid in your blood, high uric acid could form uric acid kidney stones. So there's a variety of different types of kidney stones we talk about. My recommendation is, you know, try to cut the soda, even one soda a day. You know, and it's funny. You know, when I didn't drink soda, I used to think, okay, drinking a soda a day was a lot. You woke up, I had my water. A lot of times I wouldn't drink at all. The reason why I got a kidney stone is because I really wouldn't drink at all. You know, I kind of lived in a little dorm, little apartment. Didn't really buy bottled water. Didn't have bottled water then. I didn't like the taste of the water from the sink. Right? Maybe I would drink from a drinking fountain every now and then, but usually I would just not really drink anything. Right? And I would always maybe order a cup of water from McDonald's or Jack in the Box because it was cheaper than getting the soda. And then I would, I ended up getting a kidney stone because I just didn't drink enough fluids. And I remember saying, oh gosh, you know, man, a soda a day, that's a lot. But then, you know, you get older and then soda is everywhere it is. And, you know, you start to buy the 2 liters and you see you could buy 10 for 10 at Albertsons or something like that. And then you end up having soda in the home. And then you start to notice, well, gosh, it's very, very easy to have soda. And then some of you may actually have a bottle of Jack Daniels or a bottle of Crown. Pour some of that in. Now you got, you know, your Jack and Coke or your Crown and Coke. And so a lot of us consume a lot more soda than we thought. You know, and also keep in mind, when they're talking about a soda a day, all right, some of these studies are an 8-ounce soda. What do many of you get? You get supersized. So when you go to these fast food restaurants, you get a large soda. Okay, well, that could equate to 2 to 3 drinks a day. So remember, don't underestimate what you're taking in. This is some important stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess our government underestimated, or unless they knew the whole time, what power the IRS can have. And President Barack Obama has fired the most senior tax official in the U.S. now, earlier yesterday, in an effort to try to kind of quell and quiet everybody down with this whole IRS fiasco. Obama, speaking at the White House, described the conduct of employees at Internal Revenue Service office in Cincinnati, Ohio, as, quote-unquote, inexcusable. The president said Treasury Secretary Jack Lew had demanded the resignation of the acting commissioner of the IRS, Stephen Miller, in the light criticism of an inspector general's report. They said, Americans are right to be angry about it. I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this in any agency, especially the IRS, says Obama. Now, the Inspector General's report found that ineffective management at the IRS had allowed agents in the Cincinnati office to target conservative groups inappropriately for more than 18 months. Apparently, officials had picked out groups with the words Tea Party or Patriots in their titles and subjected their request for tax-exempt status to extra scrutiny. Now, some of the critics of this, or not the critics of the IRS, but the critics of conservatives or this report, say, oh, come on, if you're going to ask for tax-exempt status, of course you're going to have scrutiny by the IRS. All right, well, then fine, but then show me the numbers. Show me the numbers out of that office that Democratic or liberal organizations had the same scrutiny. Then you could say that the percentage was the average percentage of an audit or the average percentage of scrutiny. But if you had 20 filings from a conservative group and 20 filings from a liberal group, and none of those 20 filings were scrutinized, but 85% of the conservatives were, I'm sorry, that's unfair. And the fact that the IRS had admitted to it, somebody in the IRS had apologized, actually said sorry or my bad for these quote-unquote overzealous audits, means, you know, the picture was probably such that, you know, here was the IRS office. You had some people in Cincinnati, probably politically driven, saying, to heck with this. I don't like these guys. Let's go after them. And they abuse their power. Nobody in the government in a democratic system is supposed to abuse their power. If so, they need to be fired. Some of you think John Boehner is overstepping his bounds and saying a lot of hoopla about being fired. No. An abuse of power. You need, or not even fired, possibly thrown in jail. I'm sorry, with John Boehner. This is criminal activity. Using the IRS, using a government agency to either personally benefit or allow groups to benefit is, you know, because, I mean, again, if the IRS doesn't allow a tax exempt status for a certain group, that could hinder some of their activities, especially if they're doing fundraising, etc. And that will, of course, ripple effect, hurt things down the line for that particular group or that for particular faction, etc. So what John Boehner was saying, you know, it's not so much somebody getting fired, but somebody being thrown in jail. Oh, absolutely. We cannot have this abuse of power. Now, Michelle Bachmann today was discussing the effects of with Obamacare and the ripple effects. And she said what would have been a statement considered taboo a couple weeks ago now isn't a very appropriate question with how do we trust the IRS to implement Obamacare, which I think is absolutely ridiculous that we're in this position as it is. All right. America voted for this. And then the Supreme Court I didn't uphold it. The Supreme Court tweaked the law to say, look, as long as you're going to do this as a tax, we'll allow it. If not, it's unconstitutional. And so now the IRS is in bed with our sigmoid colon, our diverticulitis flare-ups, our hemorrhoid flare-ups, our prostate surgery. Now it's connected with the IRS. I don't know how we let this happen. And with the IRS now scrutinizing who needs to get taxed because who doesn't have health care, of course, they're going to be involved in our records. Maybe not our personal records. Maybe. But if the IRS is hiring what? They're hiring 20,000 new by the way, who's paying for this? Okay, we're paying for the IRS to become bigger and to have more agents. And we're paying for this. I believe they're hiring 20,000 new agents to, you know, I'm sorry, 2,000. I'm sorry about that. According to the Fiscal Times, the IRS is adding over 2,000 new employees to do the work of overseeing the Affordable Health Care Act's taxation. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, for those of you looking for a job, maybe you are thanking the Obama administration for this. But the rest of us know. Okay? We are trying to minimize government. We are trying to minimize what we're spending in government. So they're hiring 2,000 people. I mean, it's ridiculous. And from what we understand, the agency is asking for $440 million in order to implement the tax system. Why don't you just not tax? Then we don't need to give you money to do it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ever consume protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, the Dr. Oh, never mind. Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. You know how hard that is to keep that stuff aligned? You know, people wonder, well, are you on Google Plus? Are you on LinkedIn? I think I'm on all of them. It's just, can you imagine the show if I had to open up each segment? You need to follow me at Dr. Dahlia. You have to follow me on this. You have to follow me on this. Follow me on this. Like, you guys are busy. I just want you to listen into the show. All right? If you're too busy following all the other stuff, how are you going to listen into the show? But when I am off air, absolutely. It's a nice thing to, it's a nice thing to, do. You know, it's nice. It's fun. All right. So, news today broke on what the motive was for the Boston bombing suspects, the Tsarnaev brothers. And I guess the motive was for retaliation, according to Zakhar's pen-written confession on a cabin in the boat, saying it was to retaliate for the death of other Muslims. Apparently, he had found a pen inside the boat he was using to hide out. Remember, at the end of the search, he couldn't find paper, so he wrote a confession on the interior wall. Also, he said he really wouldn't miss his brother, Tamerlan, because he was a martyr and he was in paradise, and Zakhar expected to join him soon. I'm sure many of us want to help him. All right. Now, he had thought he was dying. So that's why he thought, okay, great, he could do his confession, because he was, I believe, hit with a bullet from the previous shootout. Remember, where unfortunate MIT officer had been killed, brother had been killed. He actually ran over his brother with the car trying to escape. And so he had found a pen, and while he was sitting there in the boat cabin, thinking he was going to die, decided to, right? I mean, I got to admit, I mean, a boat with a cabin in it that possibly has food, smart place to hide out. Wow. I mean, and good for the homeowners, to notify police. Good job. I mean, boy, that must have been scary. Can you imagine? Right? I mean, all right, you hear of this manhunt. Everybody's told to stay in their houses. So you can't really go out your house. Then you hear some rustling in your backyard. I would be calling the police. Then you're afraid to call the police because you don't want them to be taken away from a pursuit when it was nothing. Right? And then what do? I mean, me, I'd probably take my guns and I'd probably start going out there. You know, I would be like, I got him. You know, I'll hold him at bay till you guys come. But anyway, law enforcement sources told CBS that Zakhar wrote that he does not mourn the death of his older brother, Tamerlan, because he is a martyr living in paradise and that soon he is expected to join him there. And this note is, of course, a critical piece of evidence, probably the last pieces of information they're going to get from him now that he's been read his Miranda rights and has an attorney protecting him. And they think this will be used as backup for the eventual legal case. After they were read, he reportedly, after he got his Miranda rights, he stopped talking to police. But now we have a handwritten confession. I mean, somebody could claim, nah. Somebody jumped into the boat afterwards and wrote it. I'm sure an attorney's going to say that's not his writing. But come on. All right. He equated the three people who were killed in the Marathon bombings and the more than 250 others who were injured to quote-unquote collateral damage, like the thousands of innocent Muslim victims of American wars across the globe. He said, when you attack one Muslim, you attack all Muslims. CBS reporter John Miller pointed out that the note is just the latest piece of evidence that police are using to develop their theory that the Chechen brothers worked alone and were self-radicalized rather than being the soldiers for a larger group. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. They're also looking to see if anybody else was involved. I mean, I think we would be really naive. And I know that's what they're doing. I mean, because, remember, whenever any of these attacks are being planned, okay, they always discuss and train you on what to do if you're captured. You don't say anything. All right? They tell them that they're going to die anywhere. They're going to be tortured anyway. So even though Americans are really nice and really cool compared to other countries, all right, I think if you did tell, I mean, look at all the immunity. Look, watch 24. For those people that, missed 24, Jack Bauer, I mean, Jack Bauer did it right, okay? He got the information, and then he'd give people immunity. I mean, he was pretty cool guy. So I love Jack Bauer. When is the movie coming out? There's supposed to be a movie coming out. Anyway, so I don't know what we're going to get out of them, but I think he's going to try to go down, and he's going to now think he's been a success if he could have gone down without taking anybody else with him. And I just doubt it's just two brothers, who maybe went out for ice cream one day because his mom, mommy gave him money to go out, go get some ice cream, bring mama back a popsicle. And while they were out, they go, do you guys want to maybe bomb Americans? Yeah, I don't like them. Yeah, let's do it. All right. Oh, and a Tutti Frutti for my mom. Thank you. Yeah, so why don't we do that? We're brothers. We stick together. I just don't see that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Moving on to an ultrasound procedure that destroys fat. There's a new procedure called liposonics. Dr. Lance Brown uses this procedure to zap the last inch of fat that people who maintain a healthy lifestyle and can't get that little fold of fat. It uses ultrasound technology to destroy the fat. How cheap is it? Starts at $3,000. Takes about an hour. That's almost the same price as liposuction. Not that I would know because I haven't had it yet. I would like it. But I got to tell you, I mean, when I was at my fittest working out, there was always little baby areas that I would have loved to just, you know, numb up and, you know, peel out and suck out the fat, and I couldn't. But ultrasound technology has been used for a variety of things, right? Like to break up kidney stones. And so, you know, I think we definitely have something going on here. Now, what's also interesting about the ultrasound technology is there's less risk. Now, I don't know much about this liposuction technology. I don't know much about that or the risk factors with that. But, you know, you hear of these backwoods, back of the shed liposuction little, what's the word I'm looking for? These, you know, places that basically do, you know, black market liposuction, little operations. And people get them done, and then unfortunately they throw a blood clot or they, you know, get a nasty infection. And, you know, with that, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you don't want to have anybody cut on you. You don't want to have, you just don't want to even go there. But when you're dealing with ultrasound, not that I'm saying people can now do, you know, backdoor operations with this, but at least we're not getting the cutting. Right? And hopefully this doesn't break it up and cause a fat embolism. That is always a concern when you do have liposuction. So it'll be interesting to see. Another thing that's going to be interesting, for those that join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, that scientists have been able to convert human skin cells into embryonic stem cells. This is the first time they believe they've ever been able to do it. According to, I guess they use somatic cell nuclear transfer, ONPRC, or Oregon National Primate Research Center scientists, along with researchers at Oregon Health and Science University, essentially swapped the genetic codes of an unfertilized egg and a human skin cell to create their new embryonic stem cells. The researchers were able to fine-tune this method through a series of studies in macaque monkeys, and I guess it's the first time they've been able to do that. And I guess the SCNT, somatic cell nuclear transfer process, involves scooping out the nucleus of a donated egg cell, leaving nothing but the egg cytoplasm, which is an essential ingredient. The researchers replace the egg's nucleus with the nucleus of a skin cell that had the individual's genetic code. Then the combination of this egg cytoplasm and the cell's nucleus grows into a stem cell. Now, egg cytoplasm, not very delicious, all right? But it's able to house the DNA and able to allow this to be used and stored, etc. So what are they going to do with these? Are they going to use that to make another human being? All right? Are they going to use it to help repeal Obamacare? I don't know. All right? But we'll keep you guys posted. All right? Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, please be safe and God bless.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.